Julian is currently in Belmarsh Prison, which is a maximum security prison. It is an awful place. It is awful conditions. It's not the kind of prison that should exist anywhere. I want prisons to be supportive, corrective and reformative, not punishing and destroying of people's characters and lives. And before that, he was in exile in the Ecuadorian embassy, and I think we should say thank you to that government of Ecuador that was prepared to support Julian. And then you ask yourself the question, why was it they were prepared to stick their necks out so far and support Julian? It was because he was telling the truth about what was going on around the world. He was telling the truth about US involvement in Afghanistan and Iraq. He was also telling the truth about corporate greed and corruption around the world, stealing the resources from the poorest countries and the poorest people in the world. He was telling the truth about the corruption in the way in which our media conspires with governments and the military to hide the truth about the horrors of war. And when we held an event in solidarity with Julian in the National Press Club in Washington, we held it in exactly the same place where the film was exposed, where an order was given, a direct order was given by the US military to kill civilians on the street in Iraq during the Iraq War. If only Julian were alive in reality in front of us, alive to give the reporting rather than being stuck in that horrible cell in Belmarsh, what would he be saying? What would he be saying about the bombardment of Rafah and all the destruction of life all across the Gaza Strip? What would he be saying about the highly sophisticated weaponry that is being used and has so far taken the lives of almost 30,000 Palestinian people? We need that strength, that skill, that determination of Julian Assange to get to the truth around the world. He is a real journalist. Real journalists take risks. Real journalists go for the truth, whatever the cost. That has cost the lives of 80 journalists in Gaza already, and in many other conflicts around the world. What we need is Julian's voice to be out there. So the idea that Julian should be prosecuted under the Espionage Act in the United States, the same legislation that was used against Daniel Ellsberg and others that tried to bring truth to the US body politic, is beyond appalling. So this court today has an opportunity to ensure that Julian's case is heard, that Julian's search for justice is achieved, and that ultimately Julian is able to walk free. But it also depends on the political process and atmosphere in the United States. President Biden could end this incarceration in 2 minutes. He could withdraw the whole case against Julian Assange. If he believes in press freedom, as he says he does, if he believes in a pluralistic democracy, as he says he does, then let Julian go. Let Julian tell the world the truth of the horrors and inequality that exist on this planet. So we're here today in support of Julian. We're here tomorrow in support of Julian. And I say to the court, very gently and very persuasively, whatever your decision, we ain't going away. We are supporting Julian as long as it takes. And a huge thank you to all those people all around the world that have spoken up and said so much in support of Julian. And let's be of good strength, of total determination, that we will ensure that Julian Assange is freed to tell the truth and help to bring about that decent, more equal, more sustainable, more peaceful planet. Thank you, Julian, for all you've done, and thank you to all you will do. Thank you very much.
Today, we should be able to gather to celebrate the work and freedom of Julian Assange. We shouldn't be having to meet here to protest against his incarceration. We shouldn't be having to meet here today to think about the way he, Stella, and the family have been robbed of their family life. And why has Julian Assange been robbed of his freedom? Why has Julian Assange been robbed of his family life? Why has Stella been robbed of her husband? Why have their children been robbed of their father? The reason that they've been robbed unjustly of all of these things is because Julian Assange spoke the truth to power. Julian Assange exposed war crimes. Julian Assange did his job as a journalist. Julian Assange did his job of holding the powerful to account. In our parliament, we hear very often the grand themes bandied about of freedom of the press, the rule of law, the importance of journalism, democracy, freedom of speech. Anybody who believes in these things should know that Julian Assange should be free. We see what's happening in Gaza. We see what's happening in Rafah. Don't we need more Julian Assanges, not fewer Julian Assanges? And don't we need journalists and whistleblowers out there reporting upon and exposing war crimes, not languishing in Belmarsh prison and certainly not being sent to the United States to face a sentence of 175 years in a super maximum security prison? I'll finish on this. The words of Julian when he said, if wars can be started by lies, then peace can be started by telling the truth. We're gathered here today to tell the great truth that Julian Assange is not a criminal as well as a father and a husband and a friend. Julian Assange is a journalist, a whistleblower and a hero and should be free. Free Julian Assange!
Good morning, everyone. I'm Zara Sophia Smith. I'm the Deputy Prime Minister for Northern Ireland. Solidarity to Julian Assange, Stella, and everyone who believes in the power of journalism. Revealing war crimes is not a crime, it is journalism. It is what we say when we talk about speaking truth to power. But we know Julian is being targeted for exposing US war crimes, the crimes of empire and abuses of state power, from torture in Guantanamo Bay to the killings of civilians in Iraq and Afghanistan, a region ravaged by what the US and the UK and its allies have done. The public, we all of us had a right to know about those appalling crimes, yet Julian has been locked in Belmarsh since 2019 and faces the rest of his life in a US prison for bringing that damning information to light. And this isn't just an attack on Julian, like so many others have said already. This is an attack on the very essence of journalism, on the free press, on what it means to hold the powerful to account. So everyone who cares about free speech should care about Julian, should care about this very important case, and should be calling for an end to this prosecution and the persecution of Julian, for the charges to be dropped and for Julian to be free. So thank you and solidarity, and let's keep fighting.
Please welcome the MP for Tahams Poplar, Afsama Begum.
Streets this morning, showing the strength of the feeling here, but I know it's not just in London, but it's across our country and it's across the world as well. If Julian Assange is extradited to the US, there will be far-reaching human rights implications and a chilling precedent will be set. It will have profound consequences for freedom and democracy all around the world. Potentially every newspaper and every outlet could be at risk in future if this prosecution succeeds. And this goes to the crux of the issue for so many. It's about whether we value and support press freedom or not. And And for me, it's been long clear that the charges relating to Julian Assange's publishing activities must be dropped, and the UK authorities must reject any notion of his extradition to the US. There must be an end to the suffering and torture of a person for the simple act of telling the truth. Because it is Julian Assange's whistleblowing activities about illegal wars, mass murder, murder of civilians and corruption on a grand scale, their power versus state power and imperialism. It's about truth versus deceit and cover-ups. Ultimately, it is about seeking justice in an all too often unjust world. Solidarity.
As you all know, my country, South Africa, recently took Israel to the International Court of Justice. And the highest court in the world, led by an American judge, concluded that there is a plausible risk, that there is prima facie evidence, in other words, that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. This is something that we can all see every day with our own eyes on our screens. It's not something we needed the highest court in the world to tell us. But let us also remember what was included in South Africa's submission: the intentional targeting and killing of Palestinian journalists on the ground. Why are they doing that? Because they do not want us to know what they are doing on the ground to innocent Palestinians. Those journalists are informing the world of what is happening. This is exactly what Julian has spent his life doing. In the 23 years that I've been investigating and researching the murderous and corrupt global trade in weapons, the most effective, the most important truth teller on the global arms trade, on the warfare committed in our names with our tax pounds, has been Julian Assange. And while those who committed the war crimes have not only all gone free, but have all profiteered from their war crimes, it is Julian who speaks truth to power who is on trial. But it is not only Julian who is on trial. It is the British system of justice. It is the British government. It is the US government. It is our entire system of war-making, of imperialism, and of deep-seated corruption. Forgive me for paraphrasing my former boss, Nelson Mandela, but the reality of our democracies, of our world, is that our freedom is incomplete without the freedom of Julian Assange.
Vincent, for Reporters Without Borders.
Is that any better? I'm just going to hold it. Thank you so much, John, and thank you all to everybody here for still being here. It's been a really long 4 years. It's been an even longer 13 years. On one hand, I'm dismayed that it's still at this point. We would have hoped that the British judicial system would have delivered justice by now, We're hoping very much that that is still possible here. But of course, as we all know, this is a political case and it may, in fact, still require a political solution. So we're not letting the US government off the hook today, no matter what happens here in London. The responsibility still lies with the US Department of Justice. At any point, they could drop the charges, they could close this case, they could let Julian Assange free. This doesn't it never had to be a matter before the courts, and it does not have to play out in this inevitable way. So let's continue that call on the US to free Assange. Of course, we all know what is at stake here. For my organization, our mandate is press freedom, so we're engaged because of Julian Assange's contributions to journalism. The publication by WikiLeaks in 2010 of the leaked classified documents informed extensive public interest reporting around the world. We know that that exposed war crimes and human rights violations, crimes which have never been prosecuted. Only the publisher is being pursued here. And if he is sent to the US, of course he is the first publisher that will be pursued in this way. This will set an alarming precedent that could be applied to any journalist, any media organization, anyone who works with stories based on leaked classified information, which is of course a normal journalistic process. So when we say that it's the future of journalism at stake, that is what we mean. This case has been going on for far too long, as we're hearing many politicians finally starting to concede now. But 13 long years. We will already never know what stories have not been told as the result of this endless legal persecution of Julian Assange. But if this continues, if he is extradited, if he is put on trial in the US, the chilling effect will be enormous. It will impact media around the world, and it will impact all of our right to know, because of course this is ultimately about the public's right to information. We have a right to stories in the public interest. I've been asked to hold this closer, sorry. One thing as well is to remind the world actually where Julian Assange is today. We, after a fight with the prison, similar to our fight for court access over the years at Reporters Without Borders, we were finally able to visit Julian in prison four times between August and January. A lot of people, especially in the US, have lost sight of where he even is, but he is in a high security prison in the UK, in London, some miles from where we are now. Surely, even if the US government cannot back down on the larger principles of this case, surely at some point it has to be conceded that enough is enough. The leaker, Chelsea Manning, served 7 years in prison. President Obama commuted her sentence, stated that it was disproportionate. So why would the publisher, under any pretext of legality here, face up to 175 years simply for publishing information received? It is absurd. But let's remember Julian today. We know his state of mental health. The last time I saw him, I was quite concerned about his state of physical health as well. He had broken a rib from coughing so much. These conditions are grim. He should not be in prison in the UK, in the US, in Australia, anywhere. So let's make that very clear. Anything that comes out of the court process or a political solution should involve no further time in prison for Julian Assange in any country. Time seats in court, accredited for the first time as NGO observers, and I very much hope that that will be respected today, because we've had quite a long history of access problems here. But I do want to note that other organizations have had problems this time, and I know many journalists around the world have been very disappointed not to be able to access remote proceedings as in the past. We think that transparency is needed in this case. Journalists should be allowed to do their jobs around the world, and it's particularly concerning for the US and Australian publics to not be as informed as they otherwise would have been if there had been full access granted to journalists. So we just urge again the court to consider other solutions to allow journalists and NGO observers to do their jobs. This hearing is overwhelmingly in the public interest, and we all must be allowed to bear witness and report on what we see. So thank you so much. I'm around the next 2 days, and let's hope to see